This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. People on both sides of the Iran-Iraq border are battling long waits for aid and cold temperatures after the terrible earthquake late Sunday. Now, in Mexico, it's been about 2.5 months since two earthquakes there, where rising food and fuel costs are complicating recovery efforts. Levi Bridges reports from the Mexican state of Oaxaca.
A cash machine spits out bills in the town of Ixtaltepec. Locals are lined up here to receive disaster relief money to rebuild homes damaged by the earthquake. 56-year-old Faustina Benitez, one of the people waiting in line, lost her house and her business. Before the earthquake, Benitez says she sold the totopos, crispy tortilla typical in the region.
Yo hacía tortillas para vender. Hacía yo totopo.
Now Benitez is out of a job, and most stores here are closed, forcing locals to shop in cities where the price of totopos doubled after the earthquake and still sell for about 30% more than they did before. At a market in the nearby city of Juchitán, Wilbur Santiago hawks fresh vegetables next to vendors selling dried fish and sea turtle eggs. I asked Santiago if the price of vegetables has gone up. He says, yes, the price of everything has gone up. Vendors say the cost of vegetables in particular have skyrocketed since the earthquake. But help is coming, says Salvador Perez, a former committee member with Mexico's Disaster Relief Fund.
The economy in Mexico is very stable because Mexico have a very important risk financial strategy.
Part of that risk financial strategy includes hundreds of millions of dollars that the Mexican government puts toward disaster relief each year. It's supposed to help cover basic things.
Food, shelters, water.
And the economic aid might help lower food costs. Eduardo Reynosa researches earthquake response at the National Autonomous University of Mexico.
In the next year, there's going to be a lot of money for the construction and the recovery, so that's good for the economy.
In the short term, the disasters have highlighted a very important truth. Many Mexicans were struggling to put food on the table long before the earthquakes. In Oaxaca, Mexico, I'm Levi Bridges for Marketplace.